This was a great night on Sunday evening for Melbourne Victory, securing top spot at the end of the home and away season under the stewardship and guidance and magnificent leadership of Kevin Muscat, who joins us on the show from Sydney. Hello, Muskie, and congratulations on finishing top, mate.
Thank you, boys. How are you?
We're going well, but not nearly as well as you, because as much as we're in the cut and thrust of the playoffs, of the finals, and it's all about team, really, for the here and now, it's all about you, Kevin. It's all about you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, some of our boys. But it's certainly been a good couple of days. In terms of our football, I think in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks, we've been a little bit, you know, tentative. There's been a lot riding on games and a prize, obviously, to win. So hopefully now we can, now that we've won some Super Bowl, we can settle down and play some really good football.
Come on, Muskie, let's be honest. It doesn't matter what happens for the remainder of the season. You're in this team of the decade.
Captain, none less.
Captain of team of the decade. How thrilling is that?
No, it was nice. It was nice. And, it's like I've been out of the game a few years now, but the last 18 months, it's made it seem like an eternity since I last played. So, nice like last night, I suppose it's nice recognition, and you get to appreciate it a little bit more when you stop playing. You know, when you're playing, you're in that bubble. And you win things, but you don't really realise what's going on around you. But it was certainly nice this morning to receive messages from the kids. They're obviously proud. So, yeah, it was a nice night.
One of the other players, Muskie, congratulations too, by the way, but one of the other players named in the team of the decade, the A-League team of the decade, was Carlos Hernandez.
Correct.
Now, looking at him from afar, he never looked like he was in showroom condition. if he had got himself maybe in better shape, how good might he have been?
It's a fair point. It's humorous, but it's a conversation I had with him a number of times, Carlos, because the only reason, he wasn't Australian playing at that point in time, because he could have earned a hell of a lot more money elsewhere, but it was those things that were holding him back maybe to get to the top, to the point in, but I think, we've got to recognise how good he was, and he was, a lot of his stuff that he produced was, based on individual stuff. He relied on the team slightly, but he was a talented footballer, and he brought people to the grounds, and we certainly enjoyed the time he spent at Victory.
Hey, Muskie, forgetting about the guys that have come in here for short-term contracts, the guys have really committed to playing their football in the A-League for a long time. Who's the best player that you've seen play in the A-League?
In terms of contribution?
Talent, just pure talent. Is Thomas Broich the best player who's been here and planted himself in the A-League and played here for a sustained period of time?
He's got to be up there. And if you put some criteria on someone who's played more than 3 or 4 years, he'd definitely be the one. Mm. But there are others, that probably one's closer to home for us, but they were here for shorter periods. Robbie Cruz was outstanding in the period he was. Marco Rojas, was outstanding in the period he was here at Victory with us as well. But for longevity, Thomas has been there, I think he's here, been 4 or 5 years now. So, half the time in the A-League. So, he's been superb. And then you've got to put, how do you measure it? He's won some trophies as well. So, all those sort of, he's won some individual awards as well. So it's probably a bit hard to come away from Thomas Broich.
Hey, Kevin, here in Australia, it's part of our culture that we have a grand final. That's the way we decide the champion. Throughout the world, most of the time, it's the winner of the regular season is the champion.
Yeah.
Do you have a view, do you have a preference of what is the more appropriate way to decide who the best team of a season is?
It's pretty simple. We've grown up in Australia and we've got to respect the culture here. And the culture suggests that the champion is the grand final winner. So that doesn't change for me. What I would like in maybe a little bit more recognition for the winner of the league, because it takes a lot of hard work over a period of time and a lot of consistency to win the league. And I just think I think maybe it could be valued a little bit more than we do.
It is time, obviously, to reflect at times like this. Muskie, the way you played your football, you were uncompromising. Whatever it took to win, you did the job. That was your kind of hallmark.
That's why last night was very surprising.
Because the players voted.
Yeah, I made the comment that maybe I haven't played for a couple of years. My memories have softened a bit.
Would you have done any? I mean, could you have survived in the game as a player for as long as you did if you'd done it any differently?
It's difficult to look back on all of that because, you know, initially I forged a path, you know, based on, you know, how I went about things. And I wouldn't like to really sit here, and I haven't really done it, to and try and work out, you know, what could I have done differently, what would, you know, naturally, you know, everyone would look back on certain things and say, yeah, I wish, you know, I would have done this differently. But I can honestly say I don't want to have any regrets. You know, how I went about things was how I went about things, and it wasn't appreciated by some, but that's just the way it is. And, you know, I'm trying to forge a different path now, going a different angle, and I'm certainly enjoying that.
Mate, you're doing a brilliant job. When you play for clubs like Millwall and Glasgow Rangers, you are expected to play a fairly competitive brand of football, though, I imagine.
Without doubt, and if it was one criticism when I was at Rangers, I wasn't hard enough. So that was from the fans and people in Glasgow. So obviously, wasn't good enough for them.
Mate, congratulations! Yeah, your contribution to the game here and internationally doesn't need us to tell anybody listening. It's been huge, and it continues to be. Enjoy the week off. Do all the study you need to do. Hope the preparation goes flawlessly, and we can't wait to see what happens in a fortnight's time, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Kevin Muscat, who was named captain and central defender for the PFA team of the decade last night in the A-League.